Blackstone Audio presents American Warlords, How Roosevelt's High Command Led America to Victory in World War II by Jonathan W. Jordan. This book is read by Malcolm Hilgartner. To Major Malcolm E. Jordan, U.S. Air Force, 1939 to 2012. War is not merely a political act, but also a real political instrument. Clausewitz. If war does come, we will make it a New Deal war. Roosevelt. I frankly was fearful of Mr. Roosevelt's introducing political methods into a military thing. Marshall. To hell with Roosevelt and Marshall and the Army and the Germans and the Russians and the British. I want to get the hell out of this hole. U.S. Infantry Private. Introduction. There was a time when a liberal Democrat, a conservative Republican, a general who served both parties, and an admiral who served none, set aside profound differences and led America through history's greatest bloodletting. Through nostalgia's myopic lens, it is easy to see a united nation, its resolve hardened by Pearl Harbor, swept inexorably to victory on the broad shoulders of the GI, the wings of the B-29, and the buoyant spirit that brought the world baseball, Duke Ellington, the Ford Model A, and the Lone Ranger. A nation to whom triumph came as naturally as manifest destiny. Yet these images tell only a small part of the story. The vast mural of World War II, waves of heavy bombers, Marines raising Old Glory, snaking lines of deuce and a half trucks.